My name is Leslie Cottrell, and I'm from West Virginia Prevention Research Center, and actually I'm honored to be here with my fellow Prevention Research Center family members today. We're talking about different CHW models that are being implemented throughout the nation, actually, and this is all within the PRC network. So each of my peers will tell you a little bit about how we're doing things differently in our states, and some similarities. Okay, so what we're going to do is to keep things moving, I'll go ahead and give each presenter's short bio, and we'll save questions and answers to the end, if that's all right. Okay. So just to get me timed and ready, as I mentioned, I'm from West Virginia, and I have no disclosures to make with regard to this topic. In terms of my piece of the presentation, West Virginia is just starting this process in terms of trying to figure out where CHWs have been utilized throughout the state, how we define them, and whether or not we can get some statewide criteria developed. Okay, so those are the things that I'm going to talk about in my presentation. All right. So as I mentioned, we currently have no statewide infrastructure. We have several grassroots projects that are utilizing CHWs throughout the state. We have one training facility that has started that process of identifying what credentials, what training skills they would like to see in CHWs across the board. Otherwise, we are babies at this. Okay, so what we set out to do was first look at what's being done nationally in some of the larger states, the states that have utilized CHWs for a number of years. And in particular, we looked at these areas that are in the first section. So how do they define CHWs? What are the CHWs' scope of practice in the field? Core competencies, what tend to be the common core competencies across states? Training models, if there are any particular, are they focused on chronic disease, are they focused on some other area, or are they more generalized competencies? Quality measures, what would those be? We're having a lot of discussion about quality measures in our healthcare model in general, and similarly, we're wanting to have those discussions with regard to the CHW model that we want to develop. Any organizational structures, West Virginia is this. We tend to like this hybrid model. We like centralized structure, support to an extent, but then we like tailored opportunities, the flexibility to allow local areas to really modify their program and to modify what the CHWs might do in that area. We think that might be where we want to go because historically that's what we like, but we weren't sure. And then reimbursement systems. Again, this coincides with a state innovation model design grant for West Virginia. So we have a wonderful opportunity to talk about reimbursement models. Payers are already at the table. And so what would we want? States that we reviewed are at the bottom. Massachusetts, Minnesota, Texas, Oregon, New Mexico, and New York. There were others, but these tended to have all of these areas covered in some matter and historically had established some documents that we could use. All right. In general, the definition of CHWs included this type of scope of practice, and I'm not going to go through each one of those, but basically serving as a very important liaison between healthcare provider or some other healthcare entity and the community. These CHWs were felt to really know their communities, represent them well, come from the communities, which again, I know I'm speaking to the choir with regards to those important characteristics, but then also were skilled in the services and the knowledge and very integral for transitional care. So they'd go to the physician, they'd get services. When they were sent back to the areas, the CHWs would make sure that they followed up with the particular needs. All right. And I'm going to skip through because I want to share more time with my peers. But essentially, here are some of what we found. We found a huge range of competencies, a huge range of training models. Particularly in the training models, it varies from 2 weeks to to 160 hours. Some have formal structures through community colleges and universities, some the two-week specified training on heart disease, diabetes. Again, quality measures, not consistently documented. This seems to be an area of great need, and I know that we're going to be talking a little bit about that later today. Organizational structures, again, varied from statewide entities like DHHR to individual healthcare companies. Okay. We then surveyed individuals throughout the state to see how they were already utilizing CHWs, okay, and we asked them to rank. Again, we're trying to develop this model, okay, and I'm going to skip pretty quickly. Again, this is the definition that in general the survey responses supported. So this was from Texas in particular, okay. With or without compensation as a liaison, again, provides cultural mediation. And so in this sense, it's Appalachian rural culture that we're talking about. Healthcare, social services, behavioral health was very important to us, the integration of behavioral health with other healthcare services. Core competencies, you see those listed. Communication skills was the top. Knowledge of community resources, second, and interpersonal skills. So those more than particular areas could be added. This CHIRP training program is the one that I spoke of that exists already through our Osteopathic School of Medicine. So people felt that that was a nice fundamental breakdown of what we need to start, and that tailored training could be built on it. Okay. And then I'm going to skip down again to try to offer time. Reimbursement systems, fee-for-service system will not work. Again, this coincides with our model design. So everyone's working toward a value-based model. And so we really want to embed the CHW infrastructure within that larger state healthcare from the beginning. Okay, and this is what I've already talked about, the state innovation model design. We've already started to meet with DHHR, Secretary of Health, the PI for the SIM model award, and the payers. Payers are on board with our CHW role, so we're very excited about that.